第23天
Part C
常考话题
Food, Drink, and Daily Life
经典图片集 图片一
Candidate A
In this picture, a little boy is trying to get his mother into the roadside McDonald's. Nowadays, many children like Western fast food, such as McDonald's and KFC, very much. This is a result of those fast food restaurants' different ways of promotion and their friendly service. For example, McDonald's periodically introduces series of small toys that are attractive to small children. Many children ask their parents to bring them to McDonald's and buy the set meals just because they want to get one of the toys. And in order to get the whole series, they have to go there frequently. But when they successfully collect all the toys of that series, McDonald's will introduce another series. Also, in many restaurants of McDonald's, there are playing places specially designed and preserved for children. This is another attraction to the children. So, although most parents know that the food in such kind of Western fast food restaurants is no good at all, they have to take their children to eat there, because otherwise their children would be unhappy. We as adults should think about it seriously. If we want to win our children back from the unwholesome junk food, we should learn something from those restaurants' way of promotion, as well as their service. Otherwise, we will lose a whole generation.
Candidate B.
Nowadays, not only children like to go to McDonald's. Many adults also go there frequently. I personally like McDonald's and KFC very much. As the pace of our life is getting quicker and quicker, I really can find the conveniences of eating them. It saves me a lot of time. I know some people say that Western fast food such as hamburger, sandwiches, and french fries are not nutritious and eating them will make people fat. But I haven't got a problem like that, and the taste of those foods suits me well.
图片二
Candidate B
As is shown in the picture, a car is crashed into the stone piers. A police officer is investigating the accident. He asks the driver, Tell me the truth, which comes first, the lip print or the wound? It must be that the young woman was kissing the driver when he's driving. And that's why the accident occurred. In recent years, more and more people can afford private cars. At the same time, there are more and more road accidents every day. Scatterbrains like the one in the picture are one of the main reasons that cause road accidents. Using cell phones while driving also belongs to this category. Besides this one, there are another four main reasons. The first one is that people do not obey traffic regulations. It is said that whenever there is an accident, there is at least one person who violated a traffic regulation. The second one is, although everyone realizes the importance of obeying the regulations, there is always someone driving while tired, or driving under the influence of alcohol, or driving too fast. The third one is, some pedestrians or cyclists cross the street at random without looking round carefully. Also, there are so many new drivers who do not have enough experience and cannot react quickly enough in an emergency. And the last one is, some cars are not properly maintained, so that in an emergency the brakes will fail. In addition, the traffic jams make the gap between cars too small, so there's really much to do if we want to reduce road accidents.
Candidate A.
Well, it is impossible to prevent all road accidents, but if we take effective measures, some of them could be avoided. We should educate people from an early age about the importance of adhering to traffic regulations. Show people how to maintain their vehicles, so that in case of an emergency, all the vehicle's functions are in good working order. Use actual accidents to remind people to be really careful when driving, and improve traffic control.
经典短文
Cuisines in China Chinese cuisine is known for its variety and abundance. According to books on the subject, the numbers of ancient and modern Chinese dishes amounts to 8,000. The ingredients may be classified into about 600 broad categories. There are 48 different basic ways of cooking, including roasting, frying, boiling, etc. China is a vast country. Each area has many local specialties. This means that the range of ingredients and cooking styles is incredibly wide and varied. Nevertheless, cooking in China may be grouped into four major schools. 1. Northern School. This is the Shandong School, which includes Beijing, Shandong, Tianjin, and Henan cooking. It is called Lucai. 2. Sichuan School. This is the main style in Sichuan province and is called Chuancai. 3. Jiangzhe School. This style prevails in Shanghai, Hangzhou, Ningbo, and Suzhou, and is also known as the Shanghai School, or Huaiyangcai. 4. Southern School. This is the style of Guangdong, Chaozhou, and Guangxi, and is known as the Canton School, or Yuecai. Shandong Cooking. Lucai consists mainly of Shandong dishes. Most have a high calorie value, answering the demands of the cold northern climate. Sichuan Cooking. Sichuan dishes are distinguished for being spicy and hot. Their uniquely hot and pungent flavor is created by a mixture of spices and condiments, which includes red pepper, garlic, and ginger. Shanghai Cooking. Shanghai dishes are characterized by a relatively high proportion of soy sauce. Shanghai crab is one of the greatest specialties, and they are the tastiest crabs in the entire country. Actually, the crabs come from Yangchenghu area, not far from Shanghai. Cantonese cooking. There was a saying in China, to be born in Suzhou, to live in Hangzhou, to be fed in Guangdong. Guangdong may be said to have a greater variety of food than any other place in the world. Guangdong dishes use a great variety of vegetables prepared with a minimum amount of cooking time and an exact degree of heat, so that their freshness, tenderness, taste, as well as their vitamin are preserved. Guangdong dishes are refreshing, light, crisp, and colorful.